Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, I have been wound up today. We got pharmacist Ben Fuchs, Genesis talk show host, joining us for the balance of the hour coming up. But regardless of what your calls are about, I'll go to your calls because he can comment on basically anything. I've gotten to know him pretty good. Seen him out in California and at the event at Talkers this weekend with MZ and Ted Anderson. But I want to go to Kyle, Richard, Tate, Don, Tim. I'm just going to have to block out whole shows every week just to take calls because I get going and never go to them. But Kyle in Iowa, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, this is Kyle from Cedar Falls VR Change. I wanted to give you a follow-up. You had posted a story that I was involved with yesterday about the city council lockboxes. They just had their final vote yesterday, and they did decide to vote against the Fourth Amendment in spite of the city hall being packed with people overflowing into secondary rooms with TVs for people.
That's right. Everyone must have a box on their house with keys for the government to get in your house during emergencies, as if firemen don't have an axe so they can knock it down if you're not there. It's absolutely idiotic. But, again, they use any excuse they can. They say it's for one thing, it's for another. On record, you have in Indiana, their Supreme Court ruling, no Fourth Amendment for any reason, just any time they feel like it. Well, why'd we ever have one to begin with?
Yeah, exactly.
That's to make it easier for the FBI with sneaking peeks to go in your house. And they're trying to pass that nationwide where you have the keys right there for the loving government.
Yeah, absolutely. And, they didn't have any data to show or to validate their points of safety, which is obviously ridiculous to begin with. Everyone who spoke last night was fairly eloquent. They got hit from a lot of different angles. Everyone made good points, but
You just file a bunch of lawsuits on them. That'll teach them. They'll pull out. Yeah, also in the interim, let them start trying to fine people for not having the lockbox on their house, like your house is, run by the real estate agent in the sky.
Yeah, well, what it is, it's for triplexes and above and all commercial properties. But, I mean, the way things are going, you know as well as I do, that eventually it will be everyone's houses.
So, what's going to happen is people are just going to break into those and get the whole gaggle of keys and rob a bunch of houses.
Well, right. It's already happened in Seattle. There was two teenagers that broke into these lockboxes and stole about $800,000 worth of equipment. The fire chief said that it's never happened, and we corrected him on that, even though to no effect, obviously. And we were talking to some lockpick experts, and the Medico locks that they use on these are, according to them, the easiest locks to break into. Anyone can go and buy a drill bit.
It's going to cause crime to explode. Again, and I'm sure the fire chief means well, this is this bureaucratic anti-state attitude, but the reason this is being pushed everywhere is to train you under federal inspection. The inspectors come in your house without warrants. They have towns in Illinois where they come in to make sure more than the amount of people that are allowed to live there aren't living there. They check for toothbrushes to see. You get fined if there's three toothbrushes and your house is allowed to have two. You can't make this. If you're a new listener, folks, I'm not joking about any of this. Truth, stranger than fiction, as they say. And that's why they have a fire axe. And you go right through the door, and it takes about an extra second. I guarantee you, it's easier to hack down doors with an axe or with a battering ram than to go to a box in a fire and go through all the keys in the dark and then find it and go to it. Knock them down. There's a fire. It's a cheap door. Knock it down. You got probable cause. There's flames shooting out. Knock it down. You know, stinking key. So they passed it, huh?
Yeah. There was one councilman who kept raising Fourth Amendment issues. Go figure. He's a Ron Paul supporter. I got to speak with him at length. This has already hit the Drudge Report. It's been on your website and some other media outlets. Me and my associate Judd, who started a group called Taking Back America, which is kind of a semi-Tea Party-based...
Your video's up there. See, we're all together on this. And thank God for the Drudge Report. Here's a new headline. Secret U.S. Grand Jury investigating CIA war crimes at Abu Ghraib. Maybe some justice.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family.
S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any 3 of their qualified packs and you'll receive the 4th absolutely free. Let's say you order 3 of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the 4th week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat 3 hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy 3 and get 1 free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, everybody's being told, get on to the CIA cloud. Well, beware the clouds, my friends. They've told you this is part of Internet 2, where all your data is stored off-site, and the government and other corporations can just go through it at will. And here it is out of ZDNet News. No privacy on Amazon's cloud drive. And it's going to be the same thing for Apple and all the rest of them. Section 5.2 says they have the right to access your files. They have you waive all your rights under the cloud to give it to whoever they want, whenever they want. And now when government wants it without a warrant, they just order them to give it. The cloud is obviously extremely ominous. And simply put, the clouds are evil. Cloud computing is a technology that's neutral, but it's configured and set up. That's like not having your wedding ring, you know, yourself, but giving it to somebody else to keep. And it's going to cause more data theft, more problems, and they don't care. They'll just ignore that and offer more tyranny as the solution. Also, a report from Politico. A federal prosecutor has launched a secret grand jury to investigate possible CIA war crimes in Abu Ghraib in Iraq. Time magazine's also reporting federal prosecutor John Durham, who was first appointed to probe the destruction of CIA interrogation tapes by Attorney General Michael Mukasey in 08, is now working on an expanded probe authorized by the Obama Justice Department. and this is a desperate Obama ploy to use this as a weapon against the Republican Party to have them back off because he's on the verge of having to step down with the lowest approval rating in modern history. Because these people are together on a team, but when they start fighting over levers of power, they will play dirty. How about the federal prosecutor go after Bush? He bragged he ordered torture. He did it again last year in press conferences and again this year. They sent people to prison who followed orders and tortured. Why aren't the order givers going to jail? So big news there. And watch Republicans come out and go, we got to support torture. It's manly. No, it gave up America's soul. It gave up our high ground. It made the world hate us. And it's part of a globalist plan that they released the Abu Ghraib. Oh, it's bad they did it. But again, it's part of the demonization program of America to give the orders and then to release that it happened. And it gets rid of the moral high ground worldwide where countries all over the world are saying, hey, torture's now good. America does it. Remember in the old days when our media criticized governments that arrested folks for unauthorized protest, that arrested political dissidents? Well, they can't do that anymore. They can't do that because they've lost the moral high ground. And that was done intentionally, lowering our standards. That's all part of this larger program. And now you talk about human cloning, no big deal. Now you talk about secret arrest or torture, no big deal. We're all being acclimated to accept all of this. Now I'm going to cover some of the news this hour because he's such an interesting person. He can talk basically on any subject that we raise. And he's a Genesis talk show host, and he's a pharmacist by trade and by degree. And now he is a nutritional pharmacist based in Boulder, Colorado, believes that most prescription drugs are toxic and unnecessary. And I really enjoy talking to him and listening to him because so much of the research he talks about is stuff that I've separately done my own research on. He just specializes in this area, so he can take us even further in our understanding. And I wanted to look at one of the biggest places they attack us is through the statin drugs, through the sodium fluoride, through the GMO, what the studies show, what we know, what the larger battle plan of Big Pharma is. And we'll also take some of your calls. I know you're holding. They'll be all over the map, but Ben can speak to all of that. But, Ben, what do you make of the fact that the honeybees, more than half of them are dead in the U.S. and Western Europe? It's a cocktail of cell phones. Also, the BT corn, it's been confirmed, grows at 1,000 times normal levels, a natural pesticide in it, a fungus. The honeybees are like humans. They will still eat it. A lot of GMO pigs and dogs and other things won't eat because their olfactory nerves are so good. Honeybees will eat the pollen. I mean, is it just that? And if the honeybees are dying, what does that mean for us? So many different diseases are off the charts. I was at Talkers with you. I first want to get your take on that, but just throwing out some of the things we'll talk about. Big elite conclave, confab of talk show hosts from around the country and CEOs and program directors. And I noticed that when I brought up the fact that Western thought waves have lowered, and that IQs have lowered, a few of them said I was a liar, and I went out on my iPhone, microwaving myself during the break. I'm addicted, folks, but I was already saturated in there by Wi-Fi, so I was already in an oven of it. And I looked it up, and there was all these mainstream articles even admitting that IQs have dropped, so they've lowered the metric on the IQ test and lowered the quality of the general SATs and others, and also that generally, to be technical, our brainwaves haven't dropped. Overall, it's that we're in a lower brainwave state more often. So, but if you average it together, we're in the lower state more often. They're still able to go into a high brainwave associated with creativity and spiritual thoughts and intuitiveness, but generally, with the average adult, more than 5 hours, average youth, now more than six, playing video games, watching TV, the studies are all on record that it lowers brainwaves to a near-sleep state pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and talking to you, I was amazed that you were so well informed on that subject as well. We even had some arguments with talk show hosts out in the parlor. I mean, who could deny that physical intelligence, not just education, has dropped in America? We've gone from number one to almost number, what is it, 46 or something now? Guys, look up U.S. and international education rankings. Ben Fuchs, good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much, Alex, and there's so much that you mentioned that is interesting to cover. But the most important point I think that we should recognize is, yes, honeybees are dying and their water is polluted, there's drugs in the water and the air is toxic and radiation leaking into the oceans. There's all these places that it seems like the environment and the world itself is falling apart, but there's one place where we can take control, and that is over our health. And that is my specialty. And I'm telling you, Alex, and I'm telling you, listeners, there is so much we can do to improve the state of our health. If we are sick, then we are not able to withstand these abuses and the things that are happening to us. There's no way we can care about government intrusion in our lives if we're suffering from colon disease or if we're suffering from lung disease or we're suffering from depressed immunity. So job
number one. And by the way, you're 50. You're 50 years old. And, I mean, you look like you got the body of a 25-year-old.
Well, anybody can have the body of a 25-year-old. It's job number one to exploit the healing power of the human body. I have seen the most incredible, dramatic things happen to blood pressure dropping and weight dropping and people's skin improving and the most incredible markers of health that can only be called miraculous by mainstream medicine. But what, as I say on my radio program, it's business as usual for the human body because the body heals itself. It's resistant to disease and it's designed to take stressors and use those stressors as incentives to build. When you break a bone, Alex, the bone is stronger at the point of the break than it was before it was broken. And to me, that is emblematic of how the body responds.
Well, that's like building muscle. That's like making yourself problem solve. It's frustrating at first.
Everywhere. Correct. Everywhere. The brain forms a tighter wiring as you problem solve. As you have stresses in your life, be they physiologic stresses or emotional stresses or mental stresses, the body is designed to become better in response to those stresses. And that's what we want to understand and be able to exploit. So when I see stresses and when I see problems in the environment and I see all the pollution that's going on in the world and I see all the, it looks like the world's falling apart. To me, that's an opportunity to exploit the healing power of the human body, but it requires,
I agree. If we use the pressure against us by the globalists and make it fun to fight them, then it becomes exciting and not a desperate chore. But I still am in the phase, and we have a lot of solutions as well, and we're going to talk about them coming up, of trying to get folks to recognize that there's a problem to begin with, to get them out of the lower state of thinking, to get them out of a couch potato spectator area. So let's talk a little bit about your overall view of the Talkers event, where I was the keynote speaker this weekend. And one of the few things folks didn't believe, that the IQs have actually dropped, even though you can just search that and it's all over the news, and that people are spending more time in an unnatural sleepwalking level of brainwaves.
Well, first of all, hats off to you for entering into the belly of the beast, because that's exactly where you were. And as you said in your talk, you raised an interesting point. You said if you guys think, when you were talking to the talk show host, you were saying, if you guys think that you're going to enter the New World Order and get patted on the head and become financially successful and become celebrities and not have your heads cut off, then you're missing the point of the New World Order, because you guys are just as expendable as anybody else. And I commend you for saying that right there, right down the street from Fox News and NBC and ABC and all those other folks. So thank you very much for being there, and thank you for saying that to all those people. As far as brainwaves go, you've got four main brainwaves. You've got theta waves, you've got beta waves, you've got alpha waves, and then you have delta waves. Your creativity occurs in the theta and alpha state, but in the alpha state, you're very receptive to messages, to messaging. And that's why when you drive by the Golden Arches, you feel like you need to go in and get French fries, even though you weren't hungry. Because when you were watching the commercial, your brain slowed down into this alpha state, and you were receptive and suggestive to those messages. Hypnotists know this well, and this process of hypnosis and lowering brain waves is exploited dramatically by marketers and by advertisers ever since the days of Edward Bernays, who came up with the so-called Torches of Freedom marketing campaign that forced women or induced induced women to smoke cigarettes. This manipulation of brains and manipulation of the human body and manipulation of biochemistry that began at the early 20th century has now reached a fever pitch. And that's one of the reasons why we have Obama as a president today, because he understood better than anybody else. In fact, his political campaign will be used as a case study for decades to come on how to use social networking, how to use computers, how to use high tech in order to manipulate and convince people to do what they didn't think that they were going to do.
Ben Fuchs, so incredible. Finish up with that. We'll take a few calls, and we're going to get into solutions with Ben Fuchs. I'm going to start having him up frequently. I love him just like Mike Adams.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Bob By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to postpone our regular broadcast for a minute or so. It's all over the news. Everyone's scared. It's so frightening. You know, they've been putting out alerts. The new alert system isn't just general fear-mongering on the news. They send little tailored, non-specific things about there are people talking about freedom. They want to kill cops, have local meetings outside Austin in Bandera. The sheriff's scared. He says, there aren't any of these sovereign citizens around I know of, but they're so scary they might have Ron Paul stickers. It's a way to just demonize a group. See, they're moving away from the Muslims and the turbans and the beards to now there's domestic groups. There's going to be a new Oklahoma City any minute. Oh, my gosh. They're going to blow everything up. They're dangerous. They're almost as dangerous as those Amish selling milk to their neighbors. And they say in Montana, the National Guard got to call the Army out when it's not the Mexican troops killing everybody on the border and all the mass graves. No. He was weaving and ran from police. They don't know why. And so they're locking Montana down and calling out the Army. The Army, because they heard from neighbors he might be a dun-dun-dun survivalist. Let's say the guy's a bank robber. We don't know. The point is, the hyperventilating, the every news channel, there's a guy who doesn't like the government. He's in Montana. Help us. I'm sorry. Going back to pharmacist Ben Fuchs, this is all part of the hyping where they create a fetish of fear. And I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Getting back to the brainwave situation you were talking about.
Alex, when you're scared, number one, you don't do your best thinking. But number two, your stress hormone levels go up and your immune system drops. And that's what you want to be so careful of. If you are under stress and you're worried and you're fearful and you have anxiety levels, high anxiety levels, you are not able to withstand the E. coli. You're not able to withstand the drugs in the water. You're not able to withstand the radiation that's in the water and in the fish and in the food. So what you want to do is you want to make sure, Matthew 10:16, wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. You want to know what's going on. You want to not be stupid. You want to understand the manipulation that's occurring all around us and make absolutely sure you are taking care of your health using nutrition, using nutritional supplementation, and for God's sake, disengaging from the machine by not eating the crap. Every time you drive by Taco Bell, you want to think, that's the terrorist. You know, the terrorist isn't necessarily the guy, the turban who's coming on the plane. It's the tacos, and it's the fast food, and it's the processed
exactly.
food.
Exactly. We're
cereals.
Not taught to see the poison in the water, the frequency pollution. We're not taught to see the real things that are really attacking our bodies.
Right. That's the thing that you want to be able to withstand. If you want to be powerful, to be able to take care of, to be able to withstand the abuses that are occurring in our environment, job number one is to not eat the crap, is to make sure you're taking care of your health using nutrition and nutritional supplementation, making sure you're moving your body around. You know, people didn't get cancer and heart disease to the degree we're getting it today 150 years ago because they were chopping wood and they were walking to the store and they were out farming, and they were moving their lymphatic system, and they were exercising, and they were breathing clean air. And so what we want to make sure we're doing today is we're understanding maximally how our bodies work. And that's to me, that's the biggest crisis we have, is this ignorance over our human bodies, this incredible 100 trillion cell machine that we are gifted with for 100 years to 120 years. We get to have possession of this amazing healing system, and we don't even know where our pancreas is or what our pancreas does. And this ignorance around the human body and this ignorance around how we treat the human body has got to stop. Because until it does stop, we're going to be nothing but fodder for this machine new world order that is bent on our enslavement and our turning us all into robots. It becomes incumbent upon us all to understand how our bodies work and to understand how to take care of our bodies. And you know from listening to my program and from talking this weekend that I'm a big believer in nutritional supplements. You absolutely have to understand how to use nutritional supplements correctly. You know, Alex, 62% of Americans use nutritional supplements, but do you think of that 62%, how many do you think really know how to use a nutritional supplement, how to incorporate nutritional supplements in a synergistic fashion? That's why I like nutritional supplement systems so well.
Well, we're going to talk about that, some solutions, and just give some examples of what prescription drugs that are being pushed on us.
Perfect example is the statin drugs that you were talking about. That's a perfect example. Do you know to this day there has not been one single definitive study that connects cholesterol, elevated blood cholesterol, to atherosclerosis, which is a leading cause of death, the leading cause of death in this country to this day, and it's not for lack of searching for it. Yet if you go to the Midwest and you go back east, you talk to people about cholesterol, most people still believe that their elevated cholesterol has to be stopped and has to be controlled to the point that they need to take poison prescription drugs to knock it down.
All right, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, stay there. Let's talk about some of the most deadly prescription drugs out there. By the way, Dr. Blaylock, top brain surgeon, agrees with you. He says you are insane to take statins. You know why? The brain is almost entirely the solid part, cholesterol.
The march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I will jam in some calls before this hour of transmission ends. They'll be all over the map at Ben Fuchs. And I had a chance to hang out with him in California when I was out there speaking. He's friends with KSCO owner Michael Swerling. And also to hang out with him a couple days with Rob Dew and Ted Anderson in New York. And I'm really stunned by his breadth of knowledge. He really does have a wide spectrum understanding. We're going to get into some of the most deadly prescription drugs versus good vitamins and minerals. And by the way, I'm teamed up with Ben Fuchs at InfoWarsTeam.com. He's our advisor. We carry many of the products he's developed, like Pollen Burst. And going back 6 months ago, I just stuck these in the house. My wife likes nutritional stuff to see what she'd do. And without me hyping it, she came back and said, this is the best ever. She's a lot more health conscious than I am. I'm so busy. I'm trying to get more health conscious. If I dedicated all my time to it, I could do it. But the point is, I'm trying to get more into it. And she loves the pollen burst. She loves the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. These are full-spectrum vitamin, mineral systems where you absorb a lot more of it than the toxic artificial forms of it that Big Pharma puts on store shelves. InfoWarsTeam.com. And we'll also punch that up on screen later, and I'll give you the toll-free number to call if you've got any questions. We've got great people there to answer your questions. But I wanted to get to something else dealing with perception management and brainwashing and then get Ben Fuchs' take on it. We always talk about how they're trying to dumb media down. And Frontline on PBS has done a good report where they talk to the executives, and it's admitted that going back decades ago, a conscious decision – more than decades ago, but with TV, they decided to lower the language, use less words, dumb it down, and that it's not that the media is even giving people what they want, the old dominant media, it's that they're force-feeding it. And people complain that there's not enough substance in politics. It's about how their hair looks, or do they go to NASCAR races, or what team do they like? And so it's all about likability. And that's always been the problem. You want to go for the statesman or woman who actually stands for issues that you agree with. And you're supposed to know the facts. And I've watched debates, since I've been watching them for 30-plus years, degenerate. I mean, I watched Reagan in debates. I watched George Herbert Walker Bush in debates. I watched them all. And they get more and more broken up where they're not debates. It's just questions. It's canned answers because they don't want the real issues injected. Now, I'm not mad at Ron Paul, but I don't know why he answered the question. He paused. He's not a smart mouth person, but I don't think it would have been smart mouth if he just said, that's not an important question. You know, we've got a global depression. But Ron Paul's a gentleman. He answered the question. They were saying, what type of chicken do you like? What type of hot wings? What's your favorite baseball team? And it is so disgusting to see them in these already dumbed down debates. More and more every election cycle, they get worse and worse. And if we put up with this, and there's not a hue and cry against this, they will spend the next 2 hour debate asking people cooking recipes. And that's not what this is about. It's not about giving PR people a way out to dumb things down and have less knowledge. That's why they've always hated having Ron Paul in these debates, because real issues get out there. And we get real arguments going on. So as things get worse and worse, here they are trying to make it this pop garbage. Here's a clip of this. I want to get Ben Fuchs' take. This is the debate last night.
It's in their personality. So I'm going to borrow something from my sports fan experience. Every time we go to break or come back from break, I'm going to ask the candidates one at a time a question I'll call this or that. I give them a choice. These are not serious political issues. It's just to show a little bit of the personal side of our candidates. Senator Santorum, I want to start with you.
Thank you.
Of course. Leno or Conan?
Neither, probably Leno, but I don't watch either. Sorry.
All right, excellent. That's all right. That's the answer. The answer is the answer. Congresswoman Bachman, to you, Elvis or Johnny Cash?
Oh, that's really tough. That's really both. Both.
Both.
Yeah.
They're both.
True.
Pathetic.
I've got Christmas with Elvis on my iPod.
All right, now we know what's on the Congresswoman's iPod.
She's
Mr.
Cute.
Speaker, Dancing with the Stars or American Idol?
American Idol.
American Idol it is. Our candidates continue their debate in just a moment. Stay with us. Congressman Paul, BlackBerry or iPhone?
BlackBerry.
BlackBerry it is. Mr. Kane, deep dish or thin crust?
Deep dish.
Deep dish it is. Governor Romney, to you now. Imagine you're getting to the barbecue joint. Maybe it's here in New Hampshire. Maybe it's South Carolina. Ordering some wings. Spicy or mild?
Oh, spicy. Absolutely. And by the way, Bruins are up 4-0.
All right.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen,
there you go.
They want to make you love the politicians. It's about government that has a 9% approval rating because you're aware of what their real policies are. It's about government now making you like them because no real issues are discussed. I mean, this is pure propaganda. And Romney goes one even further and obviously implies that during a break he was checking his iPhone to see where, you know, his favorite team was doing. I mean, this is evil. Ben Fuchs, they must be getting desperate.
You know, if you didn't play that for me, I would have thought it was some kind of joke. I mean, I didn't watch the debates for that very reason. I didn't think it would stoop down that low. But that's got to be one of the most ridiculous statements on the American culture that I've ever heard in my life. That is absolutely absurd, what you just played. That is absolutely absurd. I'm dumbfounded. I don't even know what to say. But you know what, folks? It's up to us to raise the bar. It's up to us to take the ball into our own court.
Oh, if I'd have been there, I would have said, how dare you bring this up, a bunch of little childish side issues. We've got serious issues. We've got our veterans having their health care cut. We're going into a depression. We've got now five wars going on, now one in Yemen. I'm not going to talk about my favorite pizza or what type of cell phone I got. If I would have gotten a cell phone call, I'd say, I got one for emergencies, but I try not to use it because it's giving people brain cancer. I mean, we need to be a serious country. If there's they want us obsessed with baloney so they can engage in running the world. They don't want us in the real world. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's an absolute travesty what you just played, and I agree. I think I'm surprised Ron Paul didn't say something. I heard him kind of hesitate a little bit, like he didn't believe he was going to be answering that question. But I'll tell you what, Alex.
He did look angry, but I mean, I tell you.
That's a tragic statement, but just underscores the importance of us taking the ball into our own court and starting to do something about this. I wonder what somebody whose house is being foreclosed on and who's been out of work for 6 months would think about whether Mitt Romney likes thin crust or thick crust. Jesus, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've got to get the whole debate and actually boil it down because it went on for like 10 minutes. Oh, that's another issue. Burning up time. You got an hour and a half debate and for 10 minutes? I went and found it this morning, the whole thing, and skipped it. I mean, they went for like a whole segment into the next segment, and we're asking them all, pizza? What's yours? What's yours? What's yours? I mean, no one in history would have acted like this. No one. Can you imagine if they asked George Washington in a presidential debate, what's your favorite bird dog? He would have said, my dear sir, we have more important things to do presently. It's incredible how they turn us into children. Folks, you're not supposed to act like you're 6 years old for your whole life. I'm sorry.
Right,
adults. I listen to conversation. They're all like a bunch of children, man.
Well, to what extent are we culpable for questions like that? To what extent are we complicit that they think it's okay to present that kind of message at a presidential debate, which I don't even know how they call it a debate.
Well, Ben, listen, I've been ranting here, and I want to go to some calls. Break down quickly some of the most deadly drugs out there, what they're really doing versus truly high-quality vitamins and minerals, and the type of incredible results you've seen for some of the mainstay chronic illnesses that are becoming so commonplace.
I'll tell you the number one, and it's tough to say the number one class of toxic drugs because they're all pretty darn toxic, but the ones that stand out for me are the high blood pressure drugs, the so-called antihypertensives, and there's two reasons for that. Number one, they are powerful, powerful poisons of the nervous system, so-called beta blockers and calcium channel blockers that people get put on almost automatically when they have high blood pressure. You see, these beta blockers and calcium channel blockers block everything. And folks, if you hear the word blocker in terms of your prescription drug, that's a prescription drug you don't want to take because you can't just block one system. A beta blocker blocks the entire beta nervous system, which is one half of your nervous system, and you're playing with fire if you use it. And the reason why I'm so up in arms about these antihypertensives is only one half because they're toxic, but the other half is because they're so unnecessary. Dropping your blood pressure is one of the easiest things to do. Dropping your blood pressure simply by taking in supplements that open up blood vessels such as niacin and the B complex, electrolytes like magnesium and potassium, and most importantly, folks, the single most important thing you could do for your health and longevity, drop your insulin, make your body more sensitive to insulin, lower your blood sugar. Your blood pressure will drop so fast that you'll have to get off your prescription drug or it will drop too low.
But they can't sell you exercising, eating healthy, and not drinking as much sugar or eating as much sugar. They'd rather let you continue to be sick and then use something that blocks it, that takes care of that, but causes a whole other panopticon of other problems because they got drugs to sell you on that front.
If you want to drop your blood pressure, you should drop your blood pressure, and if you want to do it, you do not need prescription drugs to do it, and it's one of the simplest, easiest nutritional strategies that you can effects from nutritional strategies that you can ever achieve. Dropping your insulin, making your body more sensitive to insulin, dropping your blood sugar, taking the B complex and electrolytes, and your blood pressure will drop like a stone, and you'll lose weight on top of that as well. The second thing, a second class of drugs that troubles me are these anticonvulsant drugs that they use for bipolar disorder and for emotional problems. And any pharmacist will tell you that Tegretol and Depakote and valproic acid and Dilantin, these drugs they used to use them just as anticonvulsants. Now they're using them for anxiety and for bipolar disorder. Those are among the most deadly drugs of all, and you need to have your liver checked every 6 months when you're on them. And by the way, if you're on a drug like the statin drugs that requires that you need to have your liver checked every 6 months, that's telling you that you are playing with a deadly drug. And let me tell you something, folks. They make it seem like those statin drugs are like M&Ms. They're like candy, and there's no problem, and we can give them to children, and we should put them in the water, and they should be over the counter. And that is far from being true. They're so toxic, these statin drugs, that liver enzymes are elevated in 1 out of 100 people who take them, and even more than that are subject to liver toxicity that don't show up with liver
enzymes. And by the way, elevated liver levels, that's a fancy way of saying your liver is leaking. There's cells dying. It's swelling up like you're drinking a quart of Jack Daniels every day.
That's right. And you know, today we have a new disease called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and that's the same disease you used to have to drink a pint a day to get. Now everybody's getting it. So they call it non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD, and they say, well, it's
and now we have early onset of brain degenerative disorders, and oh, now young people are getting Alzheimer's. Drink more aspartame. Drink more out of aluminum cans. And they had studies 30 years ago in rodents with aluminum that they had their brains rot. I mean, they know what they're doing.
You don't want to touch aspartame, folks. In fact, as terrible as sugar is, it's probably better than aspartame. At least your body has evolved metabolic systems to take care of sugar. And by the way, the sweet taste alone is problematic. So whether it's a sweetener is artificial or a sweetener is non-artificial, just that sweet taste alone initiates an insulin response. And as I say, if you have to pick one system that you want to regulate in order to maintain your health and longevity, it's that blood sugar and insulin system.
Now, I want to go to some calls, but we have a cornucopia, and we've made the site even better. If you go to InfoWarsTeam.com, we'll put this up on screen, and you click on the purchase products area. You sign up, like Costco or something, for $10, you get a big discount, and then you can also sell it to others, which I think is a great idea. I just give it to family, but I gave it to family. Now a lot of them are signing up and buying it. It's that good. If you go to the purchase products area, and we'll click on that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, if you click on that tab up at the top, over on the right-hand side, we have all these icons there for the entire body, for the brain, for the blood system, for the bones, for the liver, for the eyesight. It's all there. But I'm telling you, the two products I like the best, well, there's several of them, the five-day cleansing program, the pollen burst, things like the tangy tangerine. How important is cleansing? Go over some of those products that are in InfoWarsTeam.com, because I've searched them out. I've talked to the experts. I've looked at everything. And this is the system that I found gets the best results. And your purchase also funds this broadcast. I've done 2 hours and 45 minutes here, and just in this third hour of, you know, plugged a sponsor and a product. But I only promote things I believe in, and I believe in InfoWarsTeam.com and the longevity products. The toll-free number to call and ask any questions, 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301. Great folks there to answer any of your questions. But you can just buy them straight off the site or sign up and get discounts, InfoWarsTeam.com. It's $10 to sign up and get the discounts. Now, going back to pharmacist Ben Fuchs, what are some of the best products in your opinion? Obviously, you designed one of them, Pollen Burst, but that's separately. That's why I wanted to get a hold of you, because that's my wife's favorite. And Doc Wallach and others say it's the best out there with that B-complex and other things. But tell me about those three products.
Well, I love the Pollen Burst, and I wish I designed it because it's a wonderful product.
Okay, well, I heard you designed it.
No, that credit goes to Dr. Corey Gold, who's a good friend of mine.
It's Corey Gold. I get confused. Yeah. That's right. I had him on last week. See, Corey, I'm not perfect, folks. I forget stuff. Go ahead.
Corey's a dear friend of mine.
Corey Gold. I got it mixed up. Go ahead.
That's okay. But I love the Pollen Burst, and I wish I designed it because I take it myself. No, my favorite – I got a few favorite products.
You're the skin guy, too.
I am the skin guy. Yeah, my favorite product, and by the way, the skin, no matter what your skin issue is, folks, and skin is very troubling, Alex, because we can see the skin. You know, our blood pressure is more important than our skin, but we can see the skin, so people tend to be more concerned about skin issues than other things. And folks, if you have a skin disease, rest assured you got something going on inside your body as well, because you don't have psoriasis and you don't have acne, you don't have eczema unless your body's breaking down inside as well. And the good news is when your eczema clears up, the inside of your body is healing too. So that's one of the neat things about the skin. Also, with the skin tends to heal very rapidly. That's one of the reasons why I like these liquid nutrients. And to answer your question, Alex, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is by far my favorite product of all the longevity. There's quite a few that I like, but the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is my favorite because it gives you all of the basic nutrients that you need in generous amounts, especially vitamin C, and it does it in a tasty fashion. And I hear all the time from folks who aren't big on nutritional supplementation, they don't feel like doing it, or it's a pain to take pills, or they don't like the taste. Think about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's like drinking Kool-Aid. It's like drinking a refreshing beverage. You keep it in the refrigerator, you make it fresh in the morning, keep it in the refrigerator, and it's refreshing. Kids love it, and it's loaded with nutrients in a liquid fashion, and that's another very important point about health. The less work your digestive system does, the longer you will live. In fact, every study that's ever been done on longevity shows that when you lower your caloric intake, you live longer.
Well, no, that's how they make rats. I've seen the rat studies for decades, where they feed rats double of the same thing, and the rats that get double live almost half as long. And then they really cut rats into high nutrient but very low caloric intake. The rats can live 2, 3, 4 times as long. They've done it with worms and things. I want to come back and explain to me why that's the case, because I went out to dinner with you several times, and you don't look skinny. You look healthy, but you didn't ever eat. You were there drinking the Pollen Burst and the Tangy Tangerine, and you said you weren't hungry, and you're going to end up living a long time, and I eat like a pig, I'm going to end up dying.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any 3 of their qualified packs and you'll receive the 4th absolutely free. Let's say you order 3 of their 1-week responder kits. You'll get the 4th week free. That's a $75 savings on a 1-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat 3 hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy 3 and get 1 free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top 3 providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com
offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to go to some of your phone calls. We'll go a little bit into internet-only overdrive into the next hour at InfoWars.com. We'll be back tomorrow for the full radio audience, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's why I tell folks to always trust but verify with my show. That's one of the few mistakes I tend to make, is I'll flip people. And names, it's Dr. Corey Gold that was just on last week with us, and who formulated pollen burst that we sell at InfoWarsTeam.com that my wife loves so much. I don't know why I was saying pharmacist Ben Fuchs had made it. I think even this weekend I was mindlessly going, that's good pollen burst you made. my memory's great, but sometimes it does crazy things. But I think all of your memories do that as well. I want to go to a few calls here, but how important is detoxing the body with the detox pack that Youngevity has at InfoWarsTeam.com? Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you got toxicity going on, you're going to need some help, because no matter what you put inside your body, if you're clogged up and your liver is overloaded, you're not going to be able to maximize the results that you get from nutritional supplementation. So the detox formula is very important. Making sure that you're not putting poisons in the first place is also important. And then making sure that you're getting the micronutrients that support your body's own detoxification system, of course. You have a enzyme system in your liver called the glutathione system, and the glutathione system is so unbelievably powerful. It's able to handle, detoxify your body from radiation, protect you from bacterial toxicity like that E. coli epidemic that's going on over there in Europe. The glutathione system can handle cancer. The glutathione system is responsible for protecting your body from environmental assault. The key is to build up your body's own detoxifying system. So in addition to detoxifying programs, making sure you're getting vitamin C, making sure you're getting a high-quality protein, making
well, here's
sure
an example.
You're getting liquid nutrients.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, here's an example. I'm so busy. We're all so busy. A lot of us know this information, but people tell us just 6 months ago, Jaron, one of the producers, started having really bad allergies. Well, he had them the whole time I knew him, like I did. He started taking probiotics because most of our intestines, you know, the food's so dead, don't have the good bacteria. No allergies, doesn't get sick anymore. So I started taking them 3 months ago, just, you know, bought the complex ones, and suddenly my allergies are gone. I mean, it worked like a charm, because what you've said and many other medical doctors I've had on, they say allergies in the whole body are driven by the intestines.
That's right. Let me tell you something. If people saw what was going on in their intestines after they had a regular meal, they wouldn't eat a regular meal any longer. The intestinal system is the key to health. When human beings are born, they're born premature because we have big heads, so we come out of the womb early. That prematurity, the fact that we come out early, means that our digestive system and our immune system, which are the same system, people, 80% of your immune system is in your digestive system. Both those systems are born premature, and we depend on breast milk for the development of the digestive system / immune system. If we're not getting breastfed, or if we're not getting breastfed long enough, or if our moms are undernutriated, which pretty much covers all of us, we become compromised at the intestinal level from birth forward.
What about babies that are given formula that are half corn syrup and sugar? I mean, no wonder a lot of these kids look like zombies.
I'm telling you, that if you want to make sure that your kid suffers from allergies for the rest of his life, or suffers from autoimmune disease for the rest of his life, you put them on a formula. That's one of the best ways to assure that your kid is going to have a short life. When a kid is born, he or she needs to have, number one, breast milk. Number
You're
two,
a conspiracy theorist. It's a lie. Women never breastfed. I can see in the future they'll be like, arrest that man. He claims that women had breasts to breastfeed. He's with Al-Qaeda. He's an extremist. You know, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, you're a weirdo, man. You're on my show saying women and mammals have breasts to feed young. You are an extremist.
I hate to say it, but what you said is very very important, Alex. Probiotics are like a miracle. I put my mom on them. She got off her heartburn medicine in a week. She couldn't get off it for years, and she said that those exact words. It's a miracle. That's what my mom told me. And
well, it's all available. InfoWarsTeam.com. Stay there. Let's jam in a few calls on the other side. InfoWarsTeam.com. You want to check it out today and support what we're doing. I believe in those products. Key retransmission coming up for stations that re-air it. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.